Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
45405.
Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Benita Carson.
And could you please spell that last name?
Carson.
Okay, I'm not showing your name in our system, but how may I help you today?
Okay, my bank just contacted me and said that y'all been taking money out of my account. They said last month and this month. I don't have an account, which I don't even know who y'all are.
Okay, so okay, well, I do see an account for the number you called in from, but it's under the name of Benita Johnson.
That's me.
Could you verify the mailing address on this account?
132 East Beachwood, Dayton, Ohio.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, so on this account, I see that it is for a discount membership to an online store called Discount Savings Store.
I don't even have a membership with that. I don't even know what that is, and I wouldn't have a discount membership with no stores.
Okay.
Never heard of it. And they said y'all took out last month twice. Y'all trying to take out this month. I don't have a membership. So I don't know how that even got activated. I wouldn't even do that because I have custody of 5 grandkids. So I don't do memberships.
Okay, so I do see the membership was initially added on last month. It was a part of a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer.
No, they can cancel that. I don't have no membership. Why would a KitchenAid mixer? I didn't get no mixer.
And so, well, someone did use this account to order the contest entry for the mixer, but if you don't recall starting this account, I can have it canceled, and I'll have to transfer you over to our fraud department for the charges you received.
Cancel that account and transfer me to my fraud, because my bank just contacted me about this.
Okay, please don't hold for the fraud.